Hello and welcome, Arlana here. I thought we'd try something really interesting today and do a little fun investigation into how we are feeling on a vibrational level, how we are doing, how we are presenting ourselves to the world, and how we are showing up in the world based on the things that we have and do in our lives. So I'm gonna give you a list of things that we're gonna rate our energy vibration on 10 different things. And we're gonna rate them from 1 to 10 in how we feel we're doing energetically with these situations in our lives. And then you can have a look at these things and make some decisions. What do I want to work on this week? How can I change and raise that energy vibration to be more in alignment with who I am, who I want to be? And what do I need to work on this week? So this is an exercise you can do as often as you do as you need to when you're feeling a little bit out of sorts. Maybe you want to be more efficient at work, or you want to reach out and talk to people more. Maybe it'll help you put things in a perspective to realize where your energy is low, what things are draining you, and where you're doing really well. So you might want to get a piece of paper and a pen, and if you need to, just pause the video for a few minutes or stop the audio for a moment while you get ready. And when I ask the questions, it's a really good idea to not give it too much thought. Just an overall sense of where you're at this week and how you're feeling about it. Okay, I'll give you a moment. Okay, so we're going to have a look at the things that are going on in our lives and the way that we're interacting with the things in our lives and what's playing a role in the energy that we are using, the energy that we are emanating and affecting us and the way we interact with other people every single day. All right, so number one is happiness. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel that you are embodying happiness at this moment? 1 being low, 10 being the highest. So what number feels like where you're resonating right now? Number 2, the food that you eat. Are you eating food that's nutritious and good for you? Are you eating a lot of junk food this week? Where are you on the scale of the energy your food is giving you this week? From 1 to 10. Number 3, the things that you watch and read, the things that you're taking in visually in your life. Are you watching lots of scary movies? Are you reading lots of inspirational books? Are you spending a lot of time just being very visual and watching lots of TV? Where do you think your energy vibe is this week? Number 4 is your confidence. How are you feeling? Are you feeling confident in the way you are presenting yourself, in the things that you're getting done this week? How is your confidence level? Number 5 is giving. How are you in alignment with the energy of being a very giving person? Number 6 is receiving. Are you being gracious in your receiving? Are you being open to receive? Number 7 is friends. And by this I mean the people that you're spending the most time with, there's a saying that you will resonate at the average of the energy of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you're spending time with a lot of people, and this actually works in every one of these categories actually, if you're spending a lot of time with people, things, doing things, reading things that are bringing your energy level down, then what can you do to counteract that? We can't always get rid of the things that we don't really want influencing us in our lives, but we can reach out and try to introduce new things into our lives that will help raise the vibration. So if you're working with a lot of negative people, you're around negative people all the time, or you have things to deal with around you, then how can you counteract that? What can you bring into your life that makes you happier, that will counteract all the negative energy and aspects that are going on in your life right now? You might even want to make a list of these things so that you have a visual representation and you can actually find ways that you feel that the energy is being, you can counteract that energy in your own life. Number 8 is time for self-care. Love. What are you doing to help restore that energy in your life, to bring you back into balance and to lift your overall positive, loving energy? 9, are you getting enough sleep? Do you feel rested? Everyone's sleep pattern is different. Everybody does things, you know, needs different amount of sleep. But are you feeling rested? Are you taking time for quiet time so that you can hear the messages from spirit when they come? Are you getting enough rest? And number 10 is activity. For me, I can meditate, I can eat well, and if I don't get up and move, I am not doing myself any favors. I actually am stimulated and empowered by putting on the tunes, turning them up, and dancing, moving, yoga, even just walking outside, standing in the sun for 10 minutes, getting the blood flow, some deep breaths. These things are so important. I feel rejuvenated and re-energized when I get up and I incorporate some movement and just really get myself going. It lifts my energy so much. Okay, so that's the 10 things that you can look at every single day if you want, every single week, and reanalyze, figure out, where could I do better? How can I lift this energy? Now, especially with the people in your life, you should have a mentor. You should have people you can always look up to, something you can aspire to, something that stretches you outside your comfort zone and pushes you, lifts you, encourages you to do just a little bit better and to make you feel good about yourself. So I hope you enjoyed this. I think it's a lot of fun looking at this and just figuring out what part of your life could use maybe a little bit of tweaking. If you're trying to make changes in your life, there's nothing more valuable than, you know, taking a look at where you're at and shifting that energy so that it's working in alignment with where you want to be going and what you want. And I hope this was useful for you. Blessings and namaste. Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights, on my podcast, This is Bliss, and on my website, arlana.ca. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.